Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com, live and mobile at TuneIn and on our Listen Live line at PhilHenryShow.com. Earlier, we talked about this Liz Wahl. We're going to have Don Berman back with us this hour to talk about the young lady who resigned her job at Russia Today, which is a network that operates here in the United States and is actually a network that operates internationally. And it is one that presents a point of view, an editorial point of view. The thing that we're trying to figure out here, and Margaret, you know, I know you disagreed with me a little bit, is every network has an editorial point of view.
Well, every network has an editorial point of view. But the Russia Today, and I agree with you, because what I said about Liz Wahl was I was very proud of her as a broadcaster. But I also wanted to slap her filthy face. And let me explain before you...
Well, Margaret.
Let me explain, please. You saw her on TV, and she had a bit of a sullen look. And I'm Liz Wahl, and my relatives are all a bunch of hillbillies from the Ukraine, or whatever she said.
I'd say hillbillies. She said her family's from there.
Well, she tried to give it the feel that she... She's really down with the hillbilly over there, or whatever they... And in other words, she wanted us to all feel as if she can walk right into the middle of some celebration of a bunch of Cossacks and sit right down and have beet soup, and she's fine, and the rest of us have got to be locked up or else we're raped, basically.
Oh, God, Margaret. No one made that point. Margaret, what are you trying to say?
Excuse me, but that's what... The message that I got, that she can just go anywhere she wants. I'm Russian, and Stolichnoya and everything like that. And what do? I'm a reporter, and I'm supposed to stand there and just put out for every drunk slob in the Georgian National Guard.
No, I don't think that was the message at all.
Well, that's what I'm getting, and I think any woman would.
I'd like to, you know, I'd love to poll women.
You'd like to do what to women?
God, General, you hear what you said? What did I said I'd like to... Oh, what a mind you have.
God, you didn't mean that. He wants to find out how they vote.
I didn't say I'd like to poll women. He did.
Okay, I think we know what he meant. But before we get Don Berman on the line, here is Anderson Cooper talking with this young woman, Liz Wahl, tonight on his show. And he was asking her a number of questions. Earlier, we did play her statement. In fact, you're going to hear her statement, the pivotal statement here, as it was expressed today on her broadcast on Russia Today.
I cannot be part of a network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions
yes,
of
yes,
Putin.
Yes, I like this.
I'm proud to be an American
hold on
and believe...
Hold on for just a minute. Can you not do that?
Margaret, we're trying to listen.
I'm very proud of this young lady.
And yet you want to slap her filthy face.
I'm proud of her, but sitting there and going, oh, and I can no longer, and I want to kick her face. And so I am...
You're torn.
I'm torn a little bit, yes. What are you laughing at?
Well, I think what you're saying is you need an evaluation at a psychiatric clinic. Excuse me, I'm getting myself a vanilla wafer.
It's a good thing you went and got yourself a vanilla wafer, old man. Are you listening to me?
No.
Can we continue?
Yes, you can continue, Phil. I'm just very enthusiastic.
Disseminating the truth.
Yeah, listen right here. Listen.
And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
Liz Wahl joins us now. This is her first TV interview since quitting RT America. Also, Jill Doherty's back with us. She'll also be asking questions. Liz, it's good to have you on the program. Obviously, you're now stunned a lot of people. Why did you decide to resign during your newscast? Because you've been working there for like 2.5 years. Clearly, you're familiar with the perspective of RT America, the kind of stuff, the kind of stories they put on the air. So why today?
Why today? That's a good question. I think the coverage, as we're in this diplomatic standoff and during the escalation of this crisis in Crimea, I think the propagandist nature of RT came out in full force. Today, for example, I had an interview with Ron Paul. The only question that I asked, I asked many questions. I asked about the Russian intervention. You know, he has a very anti-intervention approach. I asked him.
Now she's very less. She's less impressive here, Phil.
Can we listen, please?
How long?
Well, how long is this garbage going
to
go
on? How should we respond to this?
You said you liked her.
I do like her, but this is garbage. Pure drivel and garbage and refuse.
Of the interview, there was another segment today.
Oh, God, when's it going to end?
It was a news package from one of our correspondents that painted the opposition over there in the Ukraine as having neo-Nazi elements. And I think that's very dangerous when you have a new government instability over there. And
blah,
I'm sure
blah, blah, blah.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be a child, okay.
I'm not being... Why did you turn it off?
Nobody can hear it because you're all going blah, 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 blah.
But I have the right. She wants an editorial opinion. I have an editorial opinion. I will say again, I think she's brilliant. I think she has courage. I think she's a wonderful reporter. But then when she starts going on about how great she is, see?
No, I don't see. I mean, how can you call her a great reporter and a great this and a great that, and then when we want to listen to her point of view?
I don't want to listen to her sucking up to Anderson. Did anyone tell her he's gay? Because it isn't going to wash, honey. It is not going to wash. And by wash, I don't mean with a cloth. I mean...
We get it.
Who's we, Phil? You got a rocket in your pocket?
No, I'm talking about her and the way you're referring to Anderson Cooper.
Well, I'm just saying that she's... listen to the... Go ahead. Where's the knob that you turn things up with?
Here.
He just pointed to his crotch.
Hey, wait!
I'll kill him.
Yeah. Ow! Ow, 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 ow!
I haven't even touched him.
I know. I did it just in case.
Where's the knob you turn it up with? It?
Seek it the truth. Spread the truth. Disseminate the
She's
truth.
She's still talking.
And what's clear is what's happening right now amid
this
crisis
is
that
woman has
RT is not about the truth. It's about promoting a Putinist agenda. And I can tell you firsthand, it's also about bashing America. And I kind of cited some of my background.
Anderson Cooper looks positively angry with this because Anderson Cooper felt that Russia Today was a viable and very positive experience. And I did, too. My mind is completely blown by this. I like her. I think she's got guts. I also hate her, and I don't like the way she's saying. She's got a tone of voice that makes me want to... I want to put a high heel through her face. I'm sorry.
You know, Margaret, I think people are listening to this and wondering, do you need a psychiatrist, or is it just something that...
I beg your pardon?
Do you need a psychiatrist, or is this just the way you talk all the time?
What have I said that would lead you to believe I need a psychiatrist?
Well, first of all, you're saying you want to put a high heel through her face. Second...
I'm asking Phil, not you.
Well, go ahead, Robert. I want Robert to answer.
But you said you put a high heel through her face. Then she said she's all la-la-la-la-la-la. Then you said she's trying to kiss up and suck up on Anderson Cooper, and everybody know he's gay.
Well, maybe she doesn't.
Wait a minute. Maybe she's just trying to impress people at CNN because she wants to get a gig there.
Well, I'm saying to her, if you're listening, Liz, take a tip from a pro. First of all, quit talking like you think you're, I don't know, Cokie Roberts.
Cokie Roberts?
And then don't work at CNN and don't work at Fox because they're two different versions of the same Nazi fascist scum that you worked for at Russia Today. Take a tip from me. Get a nice little column in one of these weeklies near the beach. I'm Margaret Gray.
Oh, that's great. That's some great advice.
Are you putting me on, Gray? She takes a job like that, she won't even be able to afford tap water. Forget it.
Well, at least she'll be in a place where...
I think you're just jealous because...
I'm not. Oh, jealous of what?
You're jealous because she's got the big gig and you're writing for the weekly.
That's what I think of your opinion. I'm not even going to... You know full well I don't write for a weekly. I write for a national syndicator.
She belched about three times, Mr. Henry. I heard it. All right, we're going to be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and Phil Henry Show... .com with more of this discussion. Don Berman standing by to talk with us as well about the goings-ons on Russia Today. We just heard Margaret Gray basically just tear this woman apart on the one hand, but on the other hand say that she really admires her. She's impressed by her, but she wants to slap her filthy face. Talk about needing a doctor.
I don't need the doctor. You're the one that's going to need the doctor after you play Farmer John.
We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Hey, welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show. What do you got, Robert?
Well, Russia Today.
All right, well, before we get to Russia Today, man, we get Don Berman on the line here from Channel 19 News. Don's second appearance on our show tonight. I know you're getting ready for a newscast, Don. Your comments thus far on this situation?
Well, I will just reiterate what I had said earlier, and I think it bears repeating, that Liz Wall is barking up the wrong tree. I think that this is a woman. Now, Margaret Gray, in the you're pretending like you admire her, Margaret, but you want to also slap her filthy face. I wrote that down, and I wanted to make sure I have that quote correct.
Yes, you do have that quote correct. I think she thinks she's so special.
Well, that's my problem with her. I think she believes that she's all that, a bag of pork rinds, or whatever you want to call it. And I don't think that it is a professional way to be, to throw it up in the face of those of us who may not have, and please hear me on this. I may not have the guts that she has to face off against a major broadcast enterprise that is international in scope. That doesn't mean she has to figuratively lift her skirt and shove my face in it. You see what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's almost like something I better not say.
Yeah, you better not say.
What are you taking exception to?
I'm personally taking exception to the entire image and what that's got to do with anything.
Well, I'll tell you what it's got to do with it. This woman is sticking it in the face of every journalist that, okay, so I don't have the guts she's got. Is that something she wants to go out and tell the world? I've got more guts than a guy? How's that going to help her, at the end of the day, promote her career among men? And I don't mean to be sexist, but we've all got to swim in the same water.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that. Yes, she has to please all people in her audience, but swim in the same water? Don, I'd be wary of swimming in water that you've been in. What she's been in, I wouldn't mind luxuriating in and bathing in for hours. All right, so that's the difference.
You know something? I'm going to take you at your word, and I'll go you one better here in a moment. I'm in the newsroom right now, but it won't take too long for me to get into the private spa that we have for executives and some of the on-air people here, and I will get into a bathtub. You can bet your sweet, excuse my language, you can bet your sweet ass that I'll be in a bathtub, and I will show you what I mean when we talk about walking the walk and not just talking the talk.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to get into a bathtub. A bathtub full of water.
Well, what is that going to do?
I was talking about swimming in the same water with this Wall, and Margaret said she'd rather be in a bathtub with Wall. And let's just remember that. Let's just sort of let that float around in our minds, if you'll pardon the expression float, that these are two women sharing a tub.
What does that mean? You are, without question, Don, the most imbecilic. You should not be allowed to do any kind of editorializing because your editorials are the guy that was on Mary Tyler Moore, Ted, what's his name?
Ted Knight? Was that it?
No, here's a different name.
Well, you're just like that Ted guy.
You're saying that I'm a pompous ass? Boy, I have done more to take a voice that is a classic broadcast voice, the voice that I have, and I've done more to shave off the pomposity from it and make it sound credible and make it sound like it's a voice you can trust and not make it sound like it comes from the mind and from the body of an ass. And let me just tag the word hole onto the end of that, okay? So that we're all clear as to what it is I'm talking about.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough right there. This is a conversation that has no relevance to anything. You are saying that you're going to get it. I don't care about your bathtub or anything else. What I want to know is your feeling. You said you don't have the guts that she has, but you're saying because she has these guts, she shouldn't be lording it over the rest of you. Margaret, you like her, but you also want to slap her face. What I'm hearing here is a woman who took a stand, and you guys don't have the guts to back it up yourselves.
Well, I don't work for a company that I need to be afraid of. I don't work for a company that I have problems with. I'm not working for a company that is a company that is causing me any kind of angst. I work for a company that is... All right, hold on for a minute.
Yeah, you work for a company where the guy's using the espresso machine.
Hold on for a minute, if you don't mind. How you doing? Hey, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. Hey, Bobby, get the... L. Ron Martin is our general manager. He's getting espresso. Is that enough? You need more? Yeah, I got to get two more. Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
So you work for a company, Don.
Hold on. I can't hear you. I can't hear anything. I can't hear myself think with this. Hey, Don, I'm very sorry. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that I work for a company editorially that I agree with. I don't like this new guy, this L. Ron Martin, coming over and making espressos in my ear when I'm trying to talk to you. God.
You know what, man? It's impossible for you to say anything but the truth. And the truth is, you work for an inconsiderate bunch of slobs who seem to think that the news operation is secondary to the need of their general manager and part-time owner or part owner to get an espresso.
I can't hear a word you're saying, Henry. What, are you going to be done soon? What's that? Are you going to be done soon? All right, hold on. Wait a second. I'm on the air with Phil Hendry, and I was wondering if you're going to be done soon. I got one more, just one more. Give me the phone. Hey, Henry, I'm very, very sorry. This is L. Ron. I'm very sorry.
Sure.
All right. Wait, come over here and get these coffees. Come on over here and get the coffee. All right, I'm sorry. All right, so, you know, touche. I work for a man who loves his espresso, but I'll tell you, I've always agreed with the editorial policy here. For the most part, I think it is a fair employer, and I think I'm treated very well, given that God...
This is beautiful. I love this. I'm recording every second of this, and I'm going to play it back on the Jerry Kuchman show this weekend.
Yeah, you know something, Margaret? Go ahead, because I can sue just as easily as anybody else.
Who's Jerry Kuchman?
Jerry Kuchman's doing a talk show on Channel 19 on weekends. You going to do what?
I'm going to be a guest on Kuchman's show, and I'm bringing a tape of this in.
If you bring a tape of this in to Kuchman, you know what he's going to do? There's a reason why they call him the Kooch. You know what he's going to do?
Well, I don't think I like the question.
Well, do you know what he's going to do? You bring a tape in, I know. I'm not even going to go there.
She's bringing a tape to this to Jerry Kuchman. What's he going to do, play it back?
Yeah, and make me look like a roaring, raging... a-hole with a cowboy hat.
All right. Don, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, you know what? You didn't do me any favors, I'll tell you that.
Don, I'll tell you what. I'll leave this out of my interview with Jerry Kuchman, but just remember, the Kooch is always there.
All right. Why are you know...
Well, I think he gets a little high and mighty, and I think he needs to be knocked down to size. I think that Don... can start thinking that he's all that. I'm sorry, I just...
Margaret, you know what? I'm...
Oh, General, save it.
All right, so Don Berman, who's Jerry Kuchman? Seriously.
Jerry Kuchman does the weekend talk show.
Yeah, Jerry Kuchman is on at 2 o'clock on Channel 19, on a Channel 19.
On a Saturday? A talk show on Saturday?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Not exactly the time everybody's watching talk shows. I mean, what about Sunday morning?
Well, I don't know, Phil. Why don't you call him up and ask him yourself?
All right, but in any event, so you're going to be on the... I'd like to promote it. Margaret will be with Jerry Kuchman.
Well, I think I've just... Go ahead.
Margaret will be with Jerry Kuchman.
On his show. I'm not going to be with him.
All right, I'm sorry. I mean, I thought people understood that.
No, here, I'll do it. Hi, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. I'm going to be on Jerry Kuchman. I'm not going to be on Jerry Kuchman. I'm going to be on the Jerry Kuchman show. So if you could just blot from your mind... Can I start again?
Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. I'm going to be on Jerry Kuchman's... Well... I'm getting up because this one's laughing, that one there, and you are too.
All right.
Well, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, no, what she starts out with, I'm going to be on Jerry Kuchman's... Sorry. Okay, so enough of that. Enough of Russia. Is there anything sports-wise we can talk about? Well, we'll come back here. I think you had that story. Excuse me, folks, but it's allergy time.
Every time at the end of the show that happens.
Yeah.
I thought of a good way I'm going to do it. Hi, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. Join me as I sit on Jerry Cooch.
Well, why are you even trying?
I thought I had a good one, and I don't.
Bet you Jerry Coochman's got a good one.
What an animal.
All right, we're going to be back on the Phil Henry Show here in just a moment. And we will be closing out this year's show. Final half hour. I don't know, all of a sudden I think I'm just choking on all the horse dung that's been thrown around this show tonight. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Now, this is a story here of a lady who drove her van with some kids in it into an ocean. What was that about? We're going to find out. She's going to get a medical or mental evaluation, and we'll see what's up with that. It's the Phil Henry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray. I'll be all over Jerry.
All right, welcome back. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Just involved in a very heavy, heavy conversation.
Yeah, you were saying...
It's none of your business.
Okay.
And,
What is this song that you're playing here?
What is the song, bud?
The Doobie Brothers, Take Me in Your Arm.
Oh, is this the one? He goes, rock me, dilly, dee. I remember the guys would sing this back in the day.
Yeah, it's a Doobie Brothers song.
Oh, I know the song. Yeah, take me, ooh, woo, take me. I always had a problem with any song that repeated a lyric like that because it encourages, you know, Phil, I know you're going to think I'm being petty.
Yep, you got that right. You're exactly right.
Well, that's tough because women know what I mean. Any song where the man take me, you're just giving that man a license to sweat on you, and I...
Margaret, you're the one that had the guy eating the corned beef sandwich and everything.
What corned beef sandwich?
Didn't you say a man was making love to you and eating up a corned beef sandwich?
I believe that's true.
No, you guys have got garbage in your ears. It was a cucumber sandwich. Where did you get corned beef?
Well, Margaret, the idea that any man, anywhere at any time, is making love to a woman on the one hand and also eating a sandwich is about as weird as it gets.
Oh, is it really? Well, I think you should ask more women that question, because women know it's terribly exciting.
You know, every time we say something around here, you go, well, I'm speaking on behalf of the women. One of these days, I'm going to get a bunch of women in here, you know.
Who's this cow? Oh, my God, it's Jessica Simpson.
Well, that's a hell of a thing to say.
Well, what is this?
It's a diet commercial. She's lost about 50 pounds or something.
She's lost or put on 50 pounds?
She looks fantastic there, you nuts.
Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Whatever you,
All right, so we have a story here. Talking about... What's that?
I said Margaret.
Yeah, talk about being a cow, Margaret.
Are you calling me a cow?
You just made the cow noise. All right, husband killed wife. Now, here's something I didn't... he didn't kill his wife, killed himself. I didn't read this... I'm reading this cold because Nikki says that this is a story that will really get to you. Husband killed himself wrapped in wife's dressing gown hours after she died.
Pretty funny.
Shut up, because that's not what this is about. Adrian Cross committed suicide at the couple's home within hours of saying to his wife of 14 years, I won't be long behind you, and inquest hears. A loving husband who took a fatal overdose just hours after his wife died was found wrapped in her dressing gown and clutching her photograph. Adrian Cross, age 45, committed suicide at the couple's home within hours of saying to his wife of 14 years, I won't be long behind you. Oh, man. Tammy Cross, age 37, was found having a fit in her bed. Where is this? Is this in Wales? I can't pronounce these names. She was rushed to, I think this is in Wales, because these are some Welsh names. She was in her bed in a town called Llewelyn Pendron in some part of Wales. She was rushed to Prince Charles Hospital that afternoon, but tragically passed away. Having identified his wife, Mr. Cross was found later that same evening in her bed wearing her pink dressing gown and holding her photograph after taking an overdose. Both inquests for the couple, who married in the Dominican Republic in 1999, were heard together at... the coroner's court. Fighting back tears as she spoke at the inquest, Mr. Cross's aunt Yvonne Thornley recalled the moment she saw him at the hospital after he phoned to say his wife had been taken in and wasn't breathing. I went up to the hospital and a nurse told me she'd passed away. When I went in, he was lying over Tammy. He said, "I'll see you later, Tam," and I thought he meant he was going back up to the hospital, but obviously he didn't. Asked by coroner Andrew Barkley whether she had heard Mr. Cross say, "I won't be long behind you and I can't live without you," Miss Thornley said, "Yeah, he was saying a lot of things like that."
Well, that's not healthy.
No, it's not healthy. No, it's not healthy.
You don't think it's romantic or anything?
That ain't romantic. I mean, there's some people may think it's romantic. I think it's tragic. I think this is a guy that was seriously depressed. I don't know. I mean, there's something that ain't quite right with that, though. But you know what? That's me coming from my orientation, which says all of the things that I was taught, and I'm not saying it's right. All the stuff I was taught is I'm not allowed, you know, you're not allowed to kill yourself.
Well, that's right. It's a mortal sin, and you'll burn in hell if you kill yourself.
Yeah, you'll cook forever in hell. I can't buy that either, though, you know. I mean, there's some people who commit suicide because they can't take the pain any longer, you know.
Well, you've got to be able to take the pain. You know, you can't, ow, that hurts. I think I'll blow my brains out. What's that about?
No, it ain't about, ow, that hurts. It's about something that's so painful, you can't stand it any longer. Those people I have total sympathy for. I mean it. And I don't, but I, you know, people that commit suicide are taking, I think, are making a decision that takes more guts than any other decision that I've ever heard of in my life, man. You're electing to end the whole thing. The whole shooting match, man. That's it.
What do you mean, guts?
I mean guts. You know, are you telling me it doesn't? Or some people say, well, they're so sick, you know, can't really call it guts. You got to call it something else. I don't know. I don't know what death is about. But I do know this. Every single solitary person that I know, no matter how badass, is afraid of dying. No matter how tough a person, they're afraid of dying. Now, that's a normal fear. That's a normal fear. But it is a fear nonetheless. And someone who would opt for it, someone who would elect to choose it rather than continue with life, in my opinion, and that's just my opinion, I'm not saying, you know, has got guts to spare, man.
Or maybe things are just so bad they can't stand it any longer. And I'm not trying to belittle or trivialize anything because I think that what you've said, Phil, is very true. But there are nights I'm sitting in this show listening to this one or some of the dumbass.
And you want to blow your brains out?
Well, yeah. When I heard the whole thing about how, what I forget what it was. There's so much stuff happens on this show that boggles the imagination and challenges one's will to live that I want to go outside and step in front of a bus. I mean it.
Oh, come on. On a radio show? You got to be kidding.
You don't know. You don't know the half of it.
Well, I don't know. What happened tonight?
Well, there were a couple of times when it got real dumbass, but I certainly wouldn't consider going outside and waving at a truck to see if the guy will at least aim for me and then step out in front of it. You told me something that I thought was interesting, Phil.
What?
You said that when you were in Paris...
Oh, yeah, this was very fascinating.
Yeah, when you were in Paris, if you walked against a red light, people in cars and motorcycles aimed for you.
Yeah, they do. They do. They probably still do.
Well, that sounds intriguing. So, Margaret, if you ever get that feeling again, fly immediately to Paris and then walk against a red light.
And you'll see. You know what? If I hear that voice crack one more time, I'll step in front of a bus. If I listen to this one go, what do you mean, I'll step in front of a bus? If I look at you, Phil, defending this idiot, I'll step in front of a bus.
Make sure you fly to Paris first, and the guy will aim right for you.
Real funny.
Look, you know, don't trivialize what this poor man did. This man was so distraught. This man found himself unable to go on because he lost the woman that he had married. He lost the woman that he loved. Now, I don't know in terms of mental health just how straight we're thinking when we are so attached to a person that we can't live without them. I'm you know, a lot of people think that's real romantic, maybe. Some people think that there's something wrong with a guy like that. You know, I may tend to agree with that.
So you don't have any romantic blood in you?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. But I think that, you know, life is ultimately something that you leave alone, you enter alone, and being alone in this world is, it seems, ultimately the point. In other words, how do we get along and move through this life with other people, loving, connecting, having families, while we are essentially individual and singular? And in this country, we celebrate the individual over everything else. We don't celebrate families as much as we do the individual. We don't celebrate towns, communities, states. We don't even celebrate the government as much as we celebrate and honor the individual. And if that's the way you want it, then that's the way it's going to be. I'm Margaret Gray. I had to kick your day. All right, take it easy. So that was a very sad story, indeed. Not to minimize. And this poor guy, I mean, geez, you know.
Have you ever been so sad when you lost a woman in your life that you wanted to end it all?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I never seriously thought about killing myself. No, never. I told you, the worst I ever got was not that I considered killing myself, but that I finally understood why some people do it. And I will tell you this, I no longer judge anybody that chooses suicide. And I don't mean to judge this guy. I don't, you know. I know, man, things can get so bad that it's a relief, man, to end it.
Well, you really took a radio show tonight that was relatively funny, and you've nosedived right into the La Brea tar pits of bummer. God.
All right, I'm sorry. We're going to be right back here with more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com to close out this celebratory, groovy, groovy-ass kind of a thing of a night. Yeah.
All right.
You know that it would be untrue.
All right, welcome back here, Phil Henry Show, the 17th of March. We are a digital podcast of a show.
Yoo-hoo!
And we start at 9 a.m. on Monday morning, March 17th, 9 a.m. live. And the show goes for an hour and a half, 2 hours, longer if need be. Probably will go longer on Monday because I think we have the Bobby Dooley and Sklar Brothers podcast. And on those days that we have those podcasts, show will probably go longer. And it will be available as a podcast within about an hour or so after the live airing of the show.
Now, you were on the Brian and Jill show, right?
Yes, Brian Phelps. And I was on their show a couple of times, and that's a live show. And I did the Jimmy Pardo show. Actually, I did the Jimmy. Yeah, that was live. So Jimmy's, there's a few, everybody thinks of podcasts as being pre-recorded, as strictly on-demand recorded products, and they are, for the most part, that's where you get the downloads. That's when people really listen. They download the podcast, and you get those download numbers. But there are a few that originally air as a live webcast, and I am proposing that ours be one of those. And there are others, like I said, Brian and Jill's, Jimmy Pardo. I don't know, man. If the Nerdist is Chris Hardwick.
I don't think he is. I think that's recorded.
But in any event, and Chris Hardwick has a new show on Comedy Central that's a kind of a game show or something.
Yeah, I think a lot of people said you ought to be on it, but...
You know what? I don't, man. It's okay. I don't want to put any pressure on anybody. I'm not a stand-up comic, so I don't really hang at the clubs and see all those guys and interact with those guys and am part of the fraternity, you know? I mean, I know a lot of them, and I know that a lot of them think I'm funny and vice versa, whatever, but I don't expect that they're going to incorporate me into their world, you know?
Well, were they going to have you on this show?
I don't know. I mean, it's fine if they don't. I understand. Mark Maron had me on the show because of my experience in the radio business, and that episode was about... it was really pretty much about his... I think it was about his experience in radio, which has been... I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say that his experience in radio was negative. You know, it's the business itself is that way. But so I don't expect that, and it's okay. You know, we're sort of here and we're in this kind of twilight zone. We're in a twilight zone of we do humor, but we're not stand-up comics. We do humor on the radio, but we're not working the conservative, liberal, political thing. You know, so it's. I'm telling you, man, it's difficult, you know.
Well, so on the 17th, this becomes a podcast, and I'm obviously the crudity and the vulgarity begins. So you'll be dropping the green flag on that.
No, no crudity and vulgarity, no.
Yeah, there is. You said we could say dirty words.
Hey, man, here's what I'm telling you. I don't know about you guys, and I, you know, I won't put up with impolite behavior, but I'm saying it's going to be a show that is going to be uncensored. And we'll talk about issues that ordinarily we probably wouldn't be able to talk about here. And we will reference things that we ordinarily probably couldn't reference. And we'll go, you know, we will definitely go far afield of what you're allowed to do on the radio. And that's the beautiful thing about webcasting. And as I said last night, and it'll be even more true now, it's not a show for kids under 18. And we want to be respectful of our younger listeners. I know we have teenagers that listen to the show. I'm just saying it officially. To parents, you know, don't blame me if your kid, you know.
Now, what was the time, Phil? And I think there was somebody had spray painted some graffiti, like I think it was, and you meant it humorously, but someone had spray painted.
Yeah, man.
I said spray painted, Dickman. Don't get in my face this late in the show. Spray painted something on the side of a wall, like. All, you know, all Mexicans must die, and they said it was a comedy bit on your show.
No, they didn't say. No, that was not what that was. Are you nuts or something? No, it was not.
Well, that's what I heard.
No, all Mexicans must die.
And that was a comedy bit.
No, it was not on my show.
Well, maybe I misspoke.
Yeah, I think so. There was an incident at a high school where someone had spray painted something that was a quote or something from something on the show. And I even got a call from that principal, from the principal of that school. And I said, no, I did not encourage any kids to do that. And, you know, what are you going to do? I told the guy the truth. And I said, hey, you know what, man? If these kids are hearing things on our show, I would strongly suggest that the parents and the, you know, you get involved, okay?
Well, it's all easy for you to say, Phil, but if you're on your program talking about some of the things, you just heard what Art Griego's wife calls her rear end, Farmer Brown.
Well, all right, so why did you say that?
Why did I say what?
Why did you say that so anybody that's in high school heard that?
That's about all that dirty big wow. So she calls her butt Farmer Brown, okay? And maybe he calls...
Never mind what he calls his. So what? So what about it?
Well, the kids hear that.
Yeah, and there you are repeating it.
What do you mean, here I am? Of course I'm going to repeat it because I want to reference what it was that you said so that I can blame you, but you're trying to blame me.
I said something that could not have... You could have just left well enough alone.
Why? It's something you said that the kids heard.
And now they heard it again because you said it.
But then they heard it a third time because you repeated it back after I said it. So...
Oh, come on, Margaret. You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
I can't have what?
You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Why don't you eat this?
Wow.
Oh, she lifted her dress.
Oh, man.
That's right. Read it and weep.
Okay. Thanks so much for that, Margaret. That's,
Well, you know what? So much I can...
Put up with? Yeah, okay, I understand. So, yeah, on the 17th, we'll be doing that. And now, there was one other story here. Nikki sent me that. Oh, yeah, I know. She was late tonight on the 270. Did you ever find out, Nikki, what's going on with that? I think you told us what was happening on the 270 heading into D.C. tonight that made you a half hour late and you were afraid you're going to be 2 hours late?
I thought that, there was an error message, or not an error message, an emergency message that came up on my GPS that said there was a vehicle fire.
Okay.
But by the time I got to that area, there was just a bunch of bulldozers and emergency vehicles and just basically a pile of rubble.
And they a pile of the guy's car, what used to be a guy's
probably.
Car. They probably just pushed it right off the side of the road. Man, I'll tell you. I was driving home one day from going Christmas shopping. And I had a bunch of presents and stuff in the back of the van. And I was heading home, and it was a very sleepy Saturday afternoon, and Maria was taking a nap. And as I'm driving down the freeway, I see a big black looks like a fire, but the smoke is just billowing black. So you know that there's fuel being burned, and there's rubber being burned, and there's all kinds of fuel. Lo and behold, I see on the freeway a van on its side just in flames.
Oh, God.
And I see a bunch of people who are lined up on the side of this overpass looking at it. And like a dumbass, this thing is, by the way, the fire is burning directly under the overpass. So the flames are licking the bottom of this overpass. So what do you think dumbass here did? To get a better view, I drove over the overpass. And as I was on, I'm in my car, and as I'm in the middle of it, I think, oh, my God, my tires must be a million degrees right now. And so I got across as fast as I could. Everybody, I can only imagine what they were thinking. Who is that jackass, you know? It turned out it was a van that had swung onto the freeway too fast, and it clipped a tractor trailer. Now, the tractor trailer was on its side jackknifed, but the driver was out and on his phone calling his dispatch and basically saying, we got a really bad situation here. Wow. It turned out it was the fault of the drivers in the van. It was a guy, a young man, and a friend, and they both died in this crash.
Oh, God.
Swinging out onto the freeway too fast and clipping this clipping this tractor trailer, and the next thing you know, man, kaboom. Yeah, and there I was, Christmas week, with the festivities of, you know, just everything's all cheery and stuff, and I'm looking at this, man, but the only thing that I could really think about was how dumb I was burning up four tires.
Bam!
Yeah, you know, it's... All right, guys, thanks very much, Nikki, and thank you all. Sorry to kind of close it out with a drag of a statement like that, but that's kind of...
Yep, that's how things are done around here.
Well, take it easy, General. We will see you guys tomorrow on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, 7 o'clock Pacific. And don't forget, we start on the 17th at 9 a.m.
My love, give you my dog surprise.